my ancestral name is Duskawa, which is my Tahltan great-grandmother's name. Her name was Susie Kwok. Born and raised in Telegraph Creek, British Columbia. She was married to my Tlingit grandfather, Charles Jones, the last and seventh Chief Shakes of Wrangell from 1940 to 1944. My parents were Marcus and May Daly of Wrangell. My English name is Christy Jameson. I was born and raised here in Wrangell in 1958, and I belong to the Kachuti clan. My moiety is raven, my house is frog. We are the Shutquan people from the Shutheen, which is the Stikine River. We are the people of the Bitter Water. I presently serve as a delegate and community council member for Tlingit and Haida Central Council for the community of Wrangell for 2024 to 2026. I serve on two Tlingit and Haida committees as a delegate of Wrangell, the Finance Committee and the Health and Human Services. I am presently a member of the Alaska Native Sisterhood ANS Camp 1 of Wrangell. I had a long career in local and state government from 1980 to 2015. I was president of the WCA Council back in 2014 for a short period of time while working at the Capitol in Juneau for Senator Stedman. And I served again on the WCA Council as their vice president for a two-year term from 2019 to 2021. I presently serve on the Landless Natives of Wrangell Incorporated as vice president and have been since 2015.
What's your primary goal?
I would bring back the newsletter to keep our tribal members informed as to what our tribal government has done in the past and what they are working currently, and what future projects and businesses we have in the works. I would like to see a job fair created for Wrangell that would help out our decreasing population in our community. WCA plans to build a cultural center, which is very exciting news. This is one of the reasons why I want to be on the WCA Council, to help assist in the planning of a new cultural center. I think we are in need of a larger building where we can have a gift store, classes for cultural projects, for example, the making of vests, blankets, drums, cedar hats and headbands, raven tail items, which can include headbands, skirts, purses, octopus bags, and much, much more. This building would be a place to hold meetings, dances, gatherings of our people and visitors. It's very exciting. I grew up with the A&B Hall years ago, and we had all those functions where our people would collaborate and meet. Some other reasons why I want to be on the WCA Council is to help bring items to the table that I hear from our fellow tribal members. Maybe it would bring our tribal members to be more involved. For example, get more youth tribal members more involved in cultural learning classes, whether that be learning our language, making regalia, learning all about leadership. Issue tribal cards for all tribal members. Invite and welcome all tribal members to meetings. Have a larger meeting place. Include tribal members' comments, concerns, and their questions in the decision-making process of tribal business. And share out the five-year comprehensive plan to all our tribal members. Also, hold Zoom meetings for those who cannot attend in person.
What makes you a good fit for this position?
I played an important part back in 2019-2020 when I was on the WCA Council as their vice president. I attended the Tlingit and Haida broadband workshops. We had many tribal leaders from all over Southeast Alaska attend those workshops, and it was already known back then that Wrangell might be the first community to be tested for broadband. It was exciting, and I was glad I was part of that project. I want to be a part of the council so I can be part of the decision-making of the upcoming totem pole raising to be held July 18th, 19th, and 20th of this year. I would like to play an important part in the future creation of a child care daycare project that is being developed as we speak.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, in closing, I will always remember Elizabeth Perotovich's quote, "Challenge discrimination whenever we see it and confront prejudice head on." She was such an amazing woman, and we will always remember her on February 16th each day. That is her day.